The next storyteller was my mentor during two of the hardest years of my life. Not that this is about me, but I just as an aside, I taught in the Baltimore City Public School System voluntarily without having any educational experience. So I sucked at it, and it was made apparent to me every day that I was there. Anyway, that's not really a story for tonight. But Cranston got me through it. He was just a wonderful, generous soul who was there for me four nights a week so that I could cry to him. And so he's going to share with you, you know, just a glimpse into why he's here. So please give him a hand.
What a classroom. I'm really not sure how you sum up a kid's life. That's what schools do, you know. We don't know very much about their past, and certainly when we ponder their futures, we don't know very much. A lot of times we're not even really able to think very clearly about the present. Well, anyway, Damon walked into my 10th grade English classroom on the second day at school. Large, strapping boy with slightly hunched shoulders, and this sly little laugh, like he had just heard some kind of a vile joke, and seeing me had reminded him of it. Anyway, he had a seat. That's all he wanted to know, is where do I sit? And we didn't get into the rest of it. And the first days of school, the first week of school, is kind of a mindless thing, if you recall. You have to work from left to right across the chalkboards, remember that? Objective, homework, drill, classwork, 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 bell. And Damon was able to do this. Not that he was able to do the things on the board, but he copied objective, homework, drill, classwork, 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 consistently for a week. Until the rumor started that the copying of it wasn't everything about it. And Damon was very proud of it. He said, look, Dyes, look, I did my work. No, Damon, not quite, but we can work with that. Well, about the second week, rumor became law, and we started looking at what people actually do. And children are very used to it by the time they get to high school. If you do nothing, you get a round grade, and it gets written in a book. The children I taught learned to call them zeros. I didn't call them that. You see, you were all in my neighborhood now, and I called them O's. You get an O. There was a lot of resistance to that, and naturally when you give somebody an O, there's this moment of denial, actual repudiation of the process that got it, finally grudging acceptance. And Damon kind of liked this idea. He liked the consequences. Maybe that's what the joke was about. Oh, yeah. Because There's a lot of he picked up on it right away. There were people. There was a crazy girl with the honeycomb, tall honeycomb hair, see, like that. I knew about that too, you know, hon. So when I gave her a nose, she said, "I don't care about no motherfucking nose." Well, how about two? No, I don't give a fuck about them either. And I looked across the room, and there was Damon sitting there. Bootsy Collins. Oh, he said, no. He delighted in other people's torment, but it didn't last long, and he began to, like a big fish, slide into some kind of troubled sleep. And you'd lay across the desk. And I'd say, "Damon, baby, it's a big O." And he would go, Eventually, you get to the point where these papers start to pile up, you know, the drill classwork, and you all collect them, all you do the math, and you don't get very much time during the day to fool with those, and you use every bit of spare time to take care of them. And I would go to my classroom. It was before Damon's class would meet, and he would occasionally drop by. He would put his books there so he could go to the cafeteria without having them stolen. Not that there was any precious mother load in them. No mother load in them, you know. But he would drop by, and then 2-3 days later, he would come by, and another girl would come by and say, "Well, can I put my books here?" "Yeah, you can put your books here." "Yeah, sure." And then the next day, this kid comes by and says, "I hate going to that goddamn cafeteria." Okay. "Well, would you like to stay here?" And all of a sudden, 10 people would appear, and they'd all sit down. It's like musical chairs when the music went off. So what is this? So it became kind of a lunch bunch. Came there every day. And guess who was in charge? The big fish. He was really running thing. I mean, he came alive. I'd never seen anything like it. It was like he got drugs. I don't know. And he ran things. He said, "No, you sit here. No. What do you think, dies? Oh, does he get O?" He said, "I'm not worth anything." He said, "Look at that girl." He said, "Girl, do to me, you know." He was electric. He was the party guy. Never did a thing in class, but I mean, he was in his element. I got distracted too. I had other responsibilities. They send you to lunch duty. I would go to lunch duty, and then I really had to face the music. Because the kids would say, "Hey, Dyes, what's up? When you going to open the room? I mean, you didn't open the room. I mean, what's up with that?" And, the grave monitors of the hallway, "Mr. Dyes, there were children looking for you in your room, and I told them that it was lunchtime and their assignment was the cafeteria." I didn't know what to do. I guess for me it was like, oh, and I'm telling you, it was a hard one to swallow. One of those can't win situations. I really wondered. I started wondering about Damon. As I would go through the building, I very rarely saw him. And accepted class, and when I was in my room at lunch. One day I was in a hallway during lunch, doing lunch duty. You see, the idea that you would sit down and be able to eat a sandwich consistently daily, every day, is a fiction in public education as we know it today. And I'm in this hallway, and you run in the patter. Okay, let's go. What do you say? Let's go to class. Let's walk and talk. Come on, let's go. Get a life. Yeah, don't stay here. Go somewhere else. I don't care where you go. Go to class. Go see somebody else. I don't want to see you here. Let's move. Move. And all of a sudden, I'm aware of this presence, and I'm like trolling Demond. He's behind me. He says, just looking silent, didn't say anything. Another teacher says, I thought we were trying to clean out this hall. Who's that guy back there? Is he with you? And I turned and I said, yeah. Yeah, he's with me. And he said, well, okay. And I, Demond walked up behind me and said, Dies. This shit's played out. And go unlock the room. So I went and unlocked the room, and like the Pied Piper, there were 10 other people behind me, and I fumbled with the key, and it was 15 people, and I put the key in the lock and opened the door and walked in, and Demond reached out, and he grabbed my hand. He said, Dies, you all right? Oh. Got a question for you. And all this speculation about public education and the politics of it in Baltimore City. What do you think about Demond? I think he's at risk. You think that he has a reading problem? Is he socially maladaptive? Love you. Thank you very much.